Okay, welcome back. I'm gonna welcome myself back here. By the way, you're listening to the Loop Page podcast. Super excited to be back. You know what? I haven't actually recorded a podcast episode in maybe one and a half months thereabouts. I've been releasing podcast episodes, but I haven't actually recorded one. And guess what's happened over the past month? Our podcast downloads have dropped a massive 75%. Right, which is huge, an absolute massive off the cliff, right? And in this episode, I'll just talk about how what's happened exactly, why has it happened, and my plan to turn it around. Now, if you've got a podcast, great, awesome. But if you don't have a podcast, how this can relate to you is if your engagement has dropped on your socials at all, then you can kind of take the same approach and apply it to your Instagram, your Facebook, or whatever it is. And hey, whether your engagement has dropped right now, it will sometime in the future. So even if your engagement isn't dropping right now or hasn't dropped right now, probably a good one to listen to this episode because it will drop eventually. What goes up must come down. What goes down does come up if you pursue and persist. Anyway, let's get into this thing. Super excited and let's roll the jingle. All right, here we go. You're listening to the Loop Page podcast, the number one podcast specifically made for coaches. Get ready for out-of-the-box conversations from the world's leading coaches and experts. We're going to be talking all things business, health, happiness, and just being the most amazing human being that you can. Why? Well, I ask, why not? You see, we're only here once. We've got one life, so let's make this thing count. I believe that we can have it all the money, all the love, all the joy, all the success, all the excitement. I'm here for all of it. And if you are too, then come along with me. Let's do this. All right, my beloved podcast listener, my beloved podcast subscriber, I've got to apologize. And I've got to apologize for what I've been putting you through the last month or two, which is basically low-value episodes. So, you know, our podcast, the downloads have dropped about 75% over the past month, thereabouts, which is a huge drop, 75%. If you don't have a podcast, a 75% decrease in a well-established podcast being mine, I've had it for over 5 years, and we're what's this, episode 180. A 75% drop is massive, right? It's huge. So I just want to apologize for bringing in low-value episodes to you to make you not choose to listen to this podcast. To explain what exactly's happened. So, a couple of things. I stopped posting kind of my normal type of episodes. What I was doing previously was generally I do an episode week one, and then week two I'll get a guest on. And it's like typical podcast episode type material where, yeah, I'm sharing value, and it, you know, the episode might go from anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour thereabouts. But it's like, you know, usually when you come to a podcast, you can expect that you're going to get an episode. Well, coming to my podcast show anyway, you can expect that you're going to be listening to an episode anywhere usually between 15 minutes to an hour on average. And they're going to be, you know, packed full of awesome value. So I stopped doing kind of the usual stuff that I was doing, and I started posting this like little small episodes. And the reason why I did that was that about a month ago or so, I started doing this this 30-day series of basically like behind the scenes of building a million-dollar coaching business. You know, over the next 2 years, I'm going to be building my business to doing $1 million a year. And I just thought that, hey, what can I do something different? I'm going to kind of post longer form videos over on Instagram. And when I say longer form, I'm meaning like as opposed to doing like a 5 or 10 second reel, do like a 90 second reel. And I'm showing more of like the journey, which the journey is, hey, there's wins and successes, but there's also lows and failures, right? So it's kind of like showing everything, because I think that, you know, for most coaches, what do they show is they show, they only show the wins, and then they only share the failures when they're through them. So I thought that, hey, I'm going to kind of share everything. I'm going to share like things about my past, you know, things that are working right now in the moment, things that aren't working right now in the moment, you know, what my vision and plans are for the future, what am I thinking, what am I going through, both personal and business-wise, and just being more kind of sharing with my audience the realities of growing a coaching business, the ups, downs, and everything in between. So that was like my plan, and I was going to do 30 days of it. So to basically post a video, not every day, but like 5 a week, and I'd do it for 30 days. So what I decided when I started doing that release, which I was going to post, started posting them on Instagram and Facebook. I also decided to post it on my podcast and email. So basically every sort of marketing platform that we use, which is Instagram, Facebook, email, podcast, basically everything was about this 30 days of growing $1 million coaching business. And hey, it's great, works on Instagram and Facebook because there's video behind it. But when I put it into a podcast form, you can't see the video. And they're only 90 second, you know, between 1 minute to 90 second episodes. So what I was doing was I was basically posting all these, I mean, you would know if you've been around, but I was posting all these little tiny episodes onto my podcast. Which was, you know, it's usually not what you do with my podcast. I mean, you can, if you've subscribed to my podcast, you've subscribed for a reason, which is one of the things in expectation is that I'm going to give you an episode that runs between 15 minutes to an hour. Not all podcasters have podcasts that long. Some podcasters only have a couple of minute episodes, but usually when people subscribe to a podcast, they have an expectation around what they're going to get. So if you subscribe to a podcast that from the beginning, they're running 1 to 2 minute episodes, then cool, you're subscribing into that because that's what you want. But people who subscribing to me, it wasn't me originally doing 1 minute, 90 second episodes. It was me doing 15 minute, 1 hour type episodes. So basically what I did is I kind of disregarded all of my audience. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to kind of do things my way and completely change things. And look, it was an experiment, yeah? I really do. I apologize for... I kind of apologize, but I don't. I definitely apologize for, you know, giving you shitty stuff for the podcast for the last month. But from not apologizing, I mean, look, it's an experiment. And it failed from the podcast point of view. But it's like most experiments fail. You kind of just try new things, and that's what I talk to my clients about: is that you've got to be willing to experiment, because experimentations will lead to finding the gold nugget. Yeah, but majority of experiments don't work. So you've got to be willing, if you are going to be in search of that gold nugget, you've got to be willing to kind of fail and get things wrong. Right. The great thing about all this is that I learned a really great lesson. You know, after running my podcast for about, what would I say, over 5 years? I think we're at 5 years. We're at 5 years in like 1 month. After running my podcast for 5 years almost now, that's a lesson that I had never learned. It's the first time I had learned that, is you can't just completely change the style of the episodes and expect your audience to hang around. So great, awesome lesson for me. Now, it's not the end of the world. And we're just going to kind of go back to the way things were, which is awesome. Now, not only are we not going to go back to, well, we are going to go back to things the way they were in a way, but we're going to do things better as well. So, what was I going to say? I'm just looking at my little notes here. My desk is in absolute shambles at the moment because I've got a new computer. So I'm kind of running, I haven't moved my stuff over 100% to my new computer, so I'm running two computers at the moment. So there's shit everywhere at the moment. So what was I going to say? Yes, podcast downloads dropped about 75%. Now my engagement across our socials also dropped probably about 30% roughly on average as well. So engagement for us has been down as a whole over the past month. And yeah, it's been since I did this 30-day series thing. Hey, I just want to quickly jump in here to tell you about this awesome new training that I put together. It's called the 3 Steps to Get to 10K a Month as a Coach. Now, if you're a coach and you're currently making under 10K each month, and you want to know how you can get there for yourself, how you can be doing 10K months, month after month, then you probably want to check out this really awesome training. Now, I've kept it short, only goes for 14 minutes. You don't even need to opt in, so save your email for another spammer. To watch it, head to www.lukepage.com.au/10K. I'm going to pop that link in the show notes. But anyway, let's get back to the episode. Now, there's definitely going to be a drastic change with the podcast, but there's not going to be so much a drastic change across our socials. Now, how's this, right? Is even though our engagement across all of our social channels has dropped, our sales the last month have been the highest for the year. They have been. So isn't that a little ironic, right? Because a lot of the time is we put so much importance on engagement and we think that engagement equals success, but engagement doesn't equate and equal to the amount of money that you make. So it's another great lesson that I've kind of learned. Has your engagement dropped lately? I know over on Instagram, they've released some algorithm where it's a new algorithm that is meant to help people get more engagement and more reach. I can't say that I've noticed anything really different. How's it worked for you? Have you noticed any difference? So here's what I'm going to be doing moving forward. So yeah, podcasts. Usual episodes are going to be back. I'm going to be filming my podcast once a week. I'm going to be bringing guests back on. I've already started booking guests. And, one reason why I stopped actually recording guests, I probably haven't had a guest on for a couple of months. And one of the reasons was my computer was just like, I use this program called Riverside to record podcast like online podcast episodes. It's like, think of Zoom, right? But if you record audio and video on Zoom, it's not great quality. So this Riverside is made for podcasts. So what you can do is it's the same as Zoom, but allows you to record high quality audio and video. So it takes up more, it needs kind of like a better computer to run it, right? So my old computer was just kind of on its last legs. And, I'd be interviewing a guest and it would just freeze and it would stop recording and all this weird stuff was going on, right? So I just stopped getting guests on because I'm like, I can't be trying to record an episode with a podcast and then in the middle of it just stops recording. It was just mucking it up. So I'm just like, all right, I'm going to leave getting guests on for a while. And once I get my computer, I'll bring him back on. So I've got my new computer now. And I've just been kind of setting it up because there's a little bit of a learning curve to change all my technology over to it. So, guests will be coming back on, which is awesome. Now for the socials, so podcasts, we're going back to normal, right? So if you're here, thanks for being here. And, you initially came here for a reason, for a certain type of podcast. It's coming back. So make sure you look out for the next week and come back to us. Now for socials, our socials have dropped down about 30% on average. Here's what I'm going to be doing to kind of, turn things around here is number one is I have been posting, 5 videos a week of the kind of behind the scenes thing of growing a $1 million coaching business. I've decided that I'm actually going to keep that. I'm not going to be doing 5 posts a day. Sorry, 5 posts a week. I'm just going to do like 1 a week. I've been getting, even though the engagement on them is not as much as it was for my previous posts, I've been getting really great feedback from them. And like I said, it's kind of coincidental that we have our highest month in sales when we do the 30-day thing. So even though the engagement has dropped, sales have gone up. So I'm kind of, to to sustain, like there's a lot of work involved in doing those videos, yeah? So to kind of sustain doing five a week, it just like, it, I just don't want to do it. It's not, it wasn't like, it's, it was great doing the 30-day thing. I have recorded the first 30 days and I've only posted, at the time of recording this, I've only posted up to day 22. So I've still got 8 in the bank to post. But to record and, you know, get 5 videos a week out to you, plus do everything else that I do in the business, it was a big task. It was a massive commitment. So, you know, I've done my 30-day thing. I've committed to it, done that. But moving forward, what I'll do is I'll just post one of them a week. Because I think the styles, I love the style of it and I've been getting great feedback with them. They may not get as much engagement as kind of like a short reel or something like that, but they get a higher quality view. And I think this is super important, talking about engagement, because the typical thing is that everyone chases engagement. It's all about the number of views and likes that you get and stuff like that. But it's just not the case. It's really not. See, the quality of the viewer is way more important than the quantity of the viewer. I just got another thumbs up on my video. What is going on? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? You might say a word or something like that, and then you get a thumbs up, comes up on your screen. If anyone knows what's going on, please message me. So yes, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality of the viewer. Now, these videos that I've been creating, they go for 90 seconds. So less people are going to watch the whole thing than say a 10-second reel. But for the people that do watch 90 seconds, gee, that's a big commitment. So they are super keen and interested in you, right? And with 90 seconds, you have the time to tell a great story. You have the time to emphasize a point with depth. You have the time to create a little journey. With 10 seconds, not so much. So that's the difference here, is that yes, you're going to get less people kind of watching it, but for the people that do, they're quality, interested people, and they're more likely something like that. What I've found is that they're more likely going to build trust with you, like you, connect with you more, and then that's going to lead to more sales, right? So what I'm not going to be doing is chasing, and this is a good one. So what I'm not going to be doing is chasing engagement. Kind of moving forward, this has been a really great learning out of this. You know, I've learned this time and time again, is kind of failures or things not going right ends up being blessings every time when you learn from it, yeah? So I get like most podcasters, if they had a show that's been going as long as mine, had 75% of their download drop off, they would probably be freaking out. I haven't freaked out one bit. I'm just like, it's happened. Why has it happened? Oh, cool. I've made an awesome learning from it. You know, if your engagement's dropped off the cliff, I don't freak out about it. It's a gift being given to you, because something's, you know, you're being kind of given a lesson, and you have to have these failures, these things, you know, things that drop off. You have to have them for you to see something that you never would have seen previously. Hey, I hope you're enjoying today's episode so far. Make sure you click subscribe to stay up to date, because we release a new podcast every single week. And if you're getting value out of this, then share it. Share it with the world. Share it with someone that you know that would also benefit from it. And hey, tag us over on Instagram at Luke_Page, and we'll give you a shout out for the support. Thank you so much. Let's get back into this. So yeah, one thing I've learned out of all of this, this drop in engagement, this massive drop off the cliff when it comes to my podcast downloads, is that I'm not going to be chasing engagement as much. And I never was fully in chase engagement. Like, I wasn't a person where I'm like, hey, I'm making this video purely to get likes and views. But was there an element in there? Of course, there was. There's definitely elements were in there where I'll be like, I might slightly change this to get more views, or I might talk about this to get more views, or I won't be as specific with who I'm speaking to. I'll make it a little bit more broad so more people will see it, right? So I'm not going to be chasing engagement. What I'm going to be doing is chasing the right person, yeah? I'm going to be chasing the person that I really want to see this, the specific person that really I really want to view my video or listen to my podcast or something like that. After kind of learning the lesson over the past month that it's not about engagement, it's about the quality of the viewer, the listener that you get, that's going to equate to more sales and clients and more money. Then that's my concern moving forward, is that I'm going to be speaking more specific to certain people that I'm wanting to get my message to and going deeper with my message. And that's my focus, to get quality across rather than kind of like a surface level thing. All right. Well, here's my little first episode back. And I hope that you've got a little bit more value out of the previous rubbish. I mean, they can't be rubbish, right? There's 30-day things. I know they're only 90 seconds, but surely you're getting a little bit of value from it. a lot of people that follow me on Instagram also listen to this podcast, so I kind of get it. If you're watching it on Instagram, you're not going to want to listen to it on a podcast. So anyway, welcome back. I'm happy to be back. I'm super happy to be back. And, I'm excited for moving forward with this podcast and not only getting it back and pushing our downloads back up 75%, but exceeding that. Yeah, it's definitely, that's what we're always here to do, is keep on growing. We're at 180 episodes now, so we're going to be hitting episode 200 in a bunch of months. That's going to be super exciting. I'm going to be getting bigger guests on over the coming months. One thing I've been working on over the last couple of weeks is reaching out and connecting with some awesome guests to bring them. And so here we go. Onwards and upwards, and that's the journey of a growing a coaching business. You win some, you lose some, but you keep on going. All right, everybody. Peace out. Chat soon. Hey there, I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, I would really appreciate if you could leave us a review on the platform that you're listening to this on right now. You see, your help and support allows us to spread this podcast across the world, and we can't do it without you. Apart from that, make sure you're following us over on Instagram at Luke_Page.